Already keeping it locked with Leve with Love Sick, one of my favorites. That concludes Lucas's Lit Tunes Vinylthon special. I hope you guys enjoyed, and we've got our other DJs here to continue our 24 hours of spinning vinyl for Vinylthon 2025. So I'm going to hand it right over to them. Hope you guys enjoyed listening, and I will see you guys on Tuesday.
be it. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Logan and David's Hour of Vinylthon. We're playing, just for some background, we're doing Donuts by Jay Dilla. Oh, look, it's the best beat of all time.
Okay. I'm not even going to entertain that. Yes, today, we will not be talking about a regularly scheduled basketball. I got a couple. We're just going to try something new today. I have a few questions. He has a few questions. We're going to talk about it. He's kind of setting things up. So I'll just tell you what I was doing yesterday. I'm a little sleep deprived because I was up at 3:30, 4 a.m. Watching some Coachella. Watching Travis Scott's performance. He came late because he was on a certain time that I'm not gonna say out here. But it was really cool. He's gonna do a whole, I think he's starting like a whole new era. He's done with the Utopia era, which is cool but sad at the same time. Utopia was a pretty good album. But yeah, Coachella was cool. I didn't know that it was just streaming on YouTube. I just thought like that I just couldn't watch it. So I missed this like the whole weekend. But thankfully there's 2 weekends at Coachella, so I'll be there for week two. Not at 3 a.m. I'm going to sleep. But I feel like I did miss a couple of people. First weekend of Coachella. So it's going to be an encore. But yeah, that was cool. I feel like I've been missing a lot of festivals. I wanted to watch the J. Cole Festival, the Dreamville Fest, but it wasn't streaming on Amazon. So yeah, I was kind of unlucky there. Rolling Loud's okay. Well, I remember, I think Rolling Loud was also streaming on Amazon Prime, like during winter break. So that's been cool. But yeah, watching Coachella, a little bit of sleep deprivation. I feel like I haven't heard anything about Coachella though. I don't know, it just hasn't been making my, hasn't been on my Twitter feed, so I'm not sure. But yeah, I got a few questions. Logan's setting up, but I hope he came prepared with some questions, because I got a few hot takes, but I'm going to let him go first.
You go first.
No, I don't want to go first.
Just go for it.
Fine. I wouldn't want to kick this off with... Are you locked in?
Yes, come on.
Okay, good. What is your... Okay, name me some bottom tier ice cream flavors.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, your humble opinion.
Mint? I don't like mint at all.
That's been a popular answer from what I've heard. Go on.
I thought people really like mint. I'm not a big mint guy. Like anything.
Like,
besides gum. I don't like peach flavored stuff. Like peach sorbet. I can't get down with it.
I haven't even had sorbet.
I'm a big ice cream guy, but like I can't really.
But what's the difference between sorbet?
Oh, I know. The Superman flavor. The superhero. I don't know what. Superhero?
I have no idea what.
I don't like that one. It's too much at one time, and the flavors don't really match up, too. He doesn't even know what I'm talking about. That's it.
Superman flavor? Are you talking about with, the vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry?
No, that's Napoleon. I mean, it's like the...
That's not easy.
It's like bubble gum, blue raspberry, and, cherry? Something like that. I can't... It tastes like medicine. Napoleon's good, though. Oh, I also don't like strawberry ice cream, too.
I don't think that's the right... That's the right flavor name.
It's called Superhero.
No, I'm talking about the Napoleon thing you keep saying.
It's like Napoleon something. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. What about you, though?
But yeah, a lot of thoughts. One, don't know the difference between gelato, sorbet, and ice cream. I'd probably search it up. Two, Mint chocolate chip. I did go through a mint chocolate chip phase in my younger days, but we've moved out of that phase. I don't like strawberry ice cream. Anything like, I don't really think, besides strawberry ice cream, but like, when you start mentioning like fruits, I just think those are like ices, but.
Those are sorbets. Those are sorbets most of the time.
Oh, just like fruits and stuff?
Those are like the like less creamy side. It's like the, I don't know how to explain it. It's like the more like, it's like icier.
Interesting.
It's not like, it's not dairy. It's like no dairy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
I don't know how to explain it. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Bottom tier. Besides the strawberries, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I mean, cookie dough's all right.
I love cookie dough.
It's not, you know, it's all right. Like, I mean, because I be eating this sometimes, and I just, like, I'm not really a fan of, like, the cookie stuff. And it's not all cookies, because I like cookies and cream. But I don't know. It just wouldn't be my... I'm just wouldn't be my preferred choice. I don't know.
You don't like cookies, though?
I'm not going to say I don't like it. But the cookies be throwing me off.
Just admit it.
No. I'm being honest with you. If I was lying to you, I'd have been like, cookie dough is the worst ice cream flavor. But I'm not going to say that. Because I don't believe it. But yeah. Cookie dough. A pecan.
What the heck is pecan ice cream?
Not pecan. There's a name for it, bro. Butter pecan. That'd be all right.
That sounds bad.
It'd be cool. But yeah, I think the best flavor
Blue
is...
Blue Moon.
Who?
Blue Moon.
Is that a brand?
People from upstate, no. Actually, I don't know. People from Rochester, no.
Yes.
Look for Derek.
Rochester. He's not even... Never mind. Cookies and cream. Vanilla. Best. Chocolate chip. Those are cool. All right. Those are cool. But, yeah, that's my question. That's my first question. What's your question?
What is... What? Wait, I'm trying to word it right. So I was thinking about... What album do you remember, like... What was the first album you ever listened to? And it was like... Dang, this is like... Like, it's like a core memory for you.
First album I've ever listened to. I remember... I'm trying to think. I remember listening to Damn. Like, I remember when that dropped. Or I remember the Saturday morning when I woke up because I didn't have, cause, you know, school and stuff. But actually, I might have came out in the summer. But I remember waking up, I listened to that album in full. But I do remember that being a pretty good album. KOD, I remember. I'm not going to say it's like the best album of all time, but I do remember like I listened to that during lunch. I'm trying to think of 2017 albums, like 2016.
You have no album before then?
That I like listened to start to finish? I don't think 8th grade me, 7th grade me was really, really locking into albums. Maybe Culture. But again, that's still 2017. Love is Rage, too. Yeah, so what you've gathered is 2017, bro. Like, that's when I really was like, okay.
Pardon, no music. I'm about to get started going again.
That was when I was like, okay, music, all right. Listen to like full albums. This is nice. No more radio. No more just listen to singles. But yeah, I say Culture by Migos. Love Is Rage 2 for sure. Is there a Drake album there? There could be a Drake album there.
Views, More Life.
Oh, no, I don't think I listened to Views in full. Until, like, a couple, like, maybe, like, a year after. But I remember all the hits, because, like, it had, like, 1,000 hits on that album. But, yeah, I would say Culture Amigos. But I listened to a lot of albums since 2017, and every Friday I got to lock in on something. So, it must have been a different time. But do you got any,
Good take. Huh?
Do you got any, albums?
For me?
Yep.
So Much Fun by Young Thug, definitely. My brother played it in the car when it dropped. And I was like, because before then, I wasn't big into music. I kind of just listened. I never really, like, dived in. My brother played it in the car. I was like, who made this? Da, 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 da. And he told me. So then, because we shared an Apple Music account. So I was able to listen to it. And then, start to finish, I listened. And then, that's where everything changed. So that album always had, like, a place in my heart. Just because. Sounds kind of crazy, but it kind of made who I am today. It got me into, basically, what I listen to today. I still listen to it to this day too. And yeah, just album means a lot, just because it got me into basically what I love the most, music. And yeah,
Yes, I do remember listening to that album on like Spotify web player on my laptop. Not even my laptop, my mom's laptop actually. I remember that. What album? Denzel Curry, Taboo. So, okay, I think 2018 was the year that I was like, okay, let me start locking in on music, especially every Friday. And I think that's when I started to get Twitter, so I used to be, like, really, really aware of, like, what albums were dropping. So, yeah, 2017,
how old were you on 2018?
2017, 2018.
2018 when you
switched. Make me feel old. 14 years old. Like, 8th grade going into high school.
Oh, that's... Did I start earlier? I don't remember, but...
Wait. You're talking about, like, when
using
I started...
Twitter. Yeah,
like use Twitter. Oh, that was, like, freshman year of high school. I remember, because I think my friend was on Twitter, and he's like, yeah, Twitter's cool, and then I downloaded it.
I was using it a little bit before. I think it was, like, 7th grade for me.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't... I don't know.
Yeah, I think I made an account, but I never really, like, did anything with it. But then...
Yeah, I think I was the same way. I just...
Yeah, and then 9th grade, I was like, oh, this is funny. And, you know, I still got the app now. Even though...
Sadly.
Even though that...
Second best beat of all time.
Yeah, even though that nasty man has did nasty things to that app, but we're not going to talk about that. But,
You won't need to speak his name.
Not at all. Yeah, it's my time. My question.
If you want, I was gonna say one more album.
Oh, no, go.
Should I just say it?
Yes.
It's crazy because I started with a Young Thug album, and then maybe I listened to another album in between. But then, obviously, my favorite album of all time was The Life of Pierre IV. And that, like, I still listen to that daily. Pierre's probably one of my favorite artists of all time. Probably is my favorite artist of all time. And yeah, I remember I heard, I first heard him in 2018 with this, hacked my Insta. Cause it was on the 2K19,
Soundtrack.
Yeah. I remember hearing it. I was like, oh, this is a good song. I added it. I listened to it a little bit. And then, dropped T-Lop 4 in 2019. I listened to it. I was like, this is pretty good. Who knew that would, like, change my life, really? And, like, maybe the person I am. Almost a year later, he dropped the deluxe to it. And that's when I became, like, a really big Pierre fan.
say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I didn't even start off, like, that crazy of a fan into him, but, like, it just grew on me more and more. And I would even say it's still growing me, like, to this day. And it's just, like, it really is a timeless album for me, but Yeah. Right. So, yeah, 2019 was probably the year that changed me the most. Just because I got into music a lot more. So,
I think. Yeah, okay. Yeah, again, like 2017 was a big year. Because I remember, I think that's how I got more into Travis Scott. Because it was like the lead. Anywho, it was the lead to like Astroworld and stuff. And he was dropping like everything but Astroworld.
I remember
but,
the Astroworld hype.
Yeah. And then Honcho Jack Jack Honcho, the collab album with Quavo, that was really good. But I even like it way better now than it came out. So I think like when Astroworld came out, I was like, oh, this is good. And then like he was doing all the features and, you know, here we are now. Staying up till 3:30 to watch his Coachella performance. Ugh. But, ugh. Still tired now. But, yeah. I'm trying to think. Was that? That could have been the whole Juice WRLD phase, too.
I was never in a Juice WRLD phase.
That could have been. He might have been. He might have ended up top five on my Spotify rap. Great times, great times. Actually, that could have been 2018. But yeah, that like era. Any other albums? Yeah. I think that was definitely a lot of what I was playing.
Shout out music. I think. Are you cool with me playing like a song, like a different song?
Yeah, fine.
All right. We're gonna play "The Sweetest Taboo" by Sade, really quick, and then we'll be back with the questions.
Word.
Oh, by the way, the album playing is "Donuts" by J Dilla. If I didn't say that before.
Shout out Sade. What album is Smooth Operator on? Wait, are you turning off our mics? Oh.
Me.
Hello. Wait, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wait, why does that sound so quiet? Hello. Oh, there we go. All right, we're back. Logan and David's Vinylthon Hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're back. Last song I played was The Sweetest Taboo by Sade, the GOAT. Anywho, we're back with questions. You go first.
Okay. We're still back on like the sweets thing. What is the most overrated sweet?
You're just filled with hate today, aren't you?
Yes.
Most overrated?
Mm-hmm.
Overrated like candy, or can I say like something sweet?
Some sweet candy could be
fruit. Can it be fruit?
No fruit. Oh, I know healthy things.
So I was gonna say peach, but I don't know. Probably. Oh, probably just like soda in general. It just makes me feel sick every time I drink it, unless it's like Shirley Temple, which I didn't even know that was supposed to be an alcoholic drink. I thought that was just like a soda, but I guess I learned.
Don't you like root beer?
It's very hit or miss. Very hit or miss. Like, it depends on the brand.
I know. He told me that he loved root beer. That's what he said.
No, you said that it was horrible. And I was like, no. You have to get good root beer. Especially root beer float.
Ooh.
Dang.
What's like, good root beer?
I don't know.
A&W?
No, A&W.
Oh, so like no brand stuff?
Yeah, the brand stuff is mostly bad. The one with the dog ain't bad, but still.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you're talking about, actually. Never mind.
But yeah, I guess I never really liked the taste of, I don't know.
The taste of what?
Trying to think. I don't know. Like, I'm open to food. I'm open to a lot of sweet food. Like, I'm good with, like, anything.
What about candy?
That's the thing, too. I'm, like, I eat most candy. Trying to think. What about you?
As a sweet. How long do we have to pretend to like cotton candy?
Stop.
Like,
the gas. Like, you get the right flavor.
Here we are. There's always some stipulation. Because, man, like, you're going to a fair and you're willingly asking for cotton candy. like over funnel cake. Like you're like, ah.
I don't think I've ever had funnel cake.
Funnel cake is good. Better than cotton cake. Cotton candy is just a lot of sugar. Like it's, and I know obviously that's what we're talking about. It was fine. Cotton candy is just, I don't know. I don't like, I don't really have any desire to eat cotton candy again. I'm not gonna lie. Not true.
That's bad takes. Cotton candy's fine. I get, oh, wait, I can get down with candy apple corn apple. They hurt my teeth though. I don't like, I'm trying to, I don't.
It isn't like just a really hard apple.
What?
A caramel apple.
Caramel apple is just like caramel apple. I don't have a candy. But yeah, yeah, most of the time it is really hard.
Oh yeah, you lost me. Man, that would have hurt my braces when I had braces. Or hurt my teeth when I had braces. So cotton candy, mid. As for candy in general, we can get out the easy ones. Whoppers, Laffy Taffy, Fruit Roll Up. Trying to think. Three Musketeers is cool.
Oh!
What? But outside of those, candy's. Outside of that, candy is pretty good. Outside of that, candy is pretty good. Outside of that, top three favorite though. Top three best. I'm gonna say best.
Sour snakes.
Oh.
I don't know. You go.
Anywho. I thought he was gonna say something like Kit Kat, M&M, Skittles, Starburst, Nerds is underrated. But M&M is probably the best though. Twix is actually the best. Twix is actually the best. He's man, Logan is distracted by the vinyl.
He doesn't even say what song.
He is distracted by the vinyl. What? As for soda, I don't like besides root beer. Fruit flavored stuff is kind of hit or miss. Like grape, you're losing me. Orange, really, really sweet. Anything fruit. So Fanta, I'm not really sure about it. Fanta for real. I hadn't heard that voice in such a
long time. They don't say what side it is. I turned around. Best soda, Shirley Temple. I see.
That's not a soda, that's Sprite.
It is a soda.
No, it's not.
You can get a soda. You can get a soda 5.
Where?
I don't know what's called.
He's talking about Sprite.
No. I don't. Oh, this is so pretty.
He is enamored with his vinyl.
No wonder why she should go.
You know, we're almost up to your question. Okay.
Well, I don't even know what song we'll play, but it'll be a cool see after. I have to get ready. Hello?
Is it a question?
Whoa. No. Let me think. You said top three candy?
Oh, yeah, like top three candy.
Sweet and sour snakes. Oh, this beat is so good. I don't know. Sour Skittles, I guess. And then we'll go. I don't know.
Sour Skittles is cool.
I was about to say Butterfinger. No. Twix there.
Thankfully, you said Twix. Because Butterfinger is a crazy sneak. Because Butterfinger is a crazy sneak.
No, it's not.
When's the last time you had a Butterfinger?
4 days ago.
You said that out loud? Oh, man. Anywho. Butterfinger's cool. Yeah, the top three candy.
I've had candy for a little bit.
I've been eating, like, Sour Patch lately. But that's pretty much it, though. But I guess soda, since Logan drinking a lot of juice. I'm just kind of occupied right now. But Logan drinking a lot of juice. But for me, soda, I think it's Sprite. You can talk me into out of order. You can talk me into Dr. Pepper. Coke Cherry's pretty cool.
We're talking about soda now?
Yeah, ginger ale.
Fanta.
Fanta what?
Orange.
Just walking diabetes.
It's great. It's soda, dude. It's gonna kill you anyway. Anyway, what else?
That's not true.
Not counting Shirley Temple?
No.
Are we counting high C?
What are you talking about?
High C.
Are you talking about soda, or are you talking about drinks in general?
Well, that's what I'm at. Like, if we're talking about soda, then it doesn't count.
I talk about whatever you want. Drinks.
Oh, then high C, like sugar drinks. Smoothie?
Okay. See, I give you an inch and you take a mile. Drinks.
Can I say root beer float? No, milkshake. Come on,
okay.
Dad.
Okay, I thought we were talking about soda and stuff. But yes, milkshakes. Milkshakes are top tier.
Yeah, okay. Is that not? So I'd say Fanta, orange, IC. Fruit punch? No, orange. And then, cookies and cream milkshake.
All over the place. But, iced tea is where it's at.
No, dude. No.
Iced tea?
Why don't you get regular tea? Regular tea, please.
Well, are you washing down your meal with tea?
Maybe.
He's lying. No, he's not.
If you get, like, a cookie, yeah.
I said a meal.
Like, what type of meal, though? You can get, like...
You're eating lasagna. You're not washing down with
tea. Well, I don't eat lasagna. That has pork in it.
What? So stay focused.
I am focused.
You see, you're eating a regular meal. And lasagna does not have pork.
I get, like, water. Yeah, most of the time.
What lasagna are you eating?
I don't know. One time I had pork in it, I couldn't eat it. So.
I don't... What I make... Oh, not I make. What I eat is ground beef. I don't know about no pork. But, yeah. Icy's pretty good. Lemonade might be a hit or miss.
Oh, I didn't even mention lemonade. I'm more of a limeade guy.
Limeade?
Oh, wait. I'm tripping. Red raspberry slushy. There we go. My bad. I forgot.
Limeade is crazy. But, yeah, those are all the drinks. Orange juice is pretty good.
We're not counting that, bro. Come on. What?
You've been off track, literally. I say soda and juice. You're talking about a slushy.
How does a slushy not count, but orange juice counts? Are we serious?
What? I'm talking about juice and soda. You're talking about frozen drinks.
Exactly.
That's not how that works. No. That even made me forget what I was going to say. Oh, orange juice. Orange juice is really good. Apple juice is...
We're not counting.
Apple juice is cool.
Oops, I can't. My bad. I can't say. I don't think the mic picked up. No. No, we're not counting that. Those can be considered healthy.
We're just talking about juice in general.
Juice in general? Oh.
Yes.
I'm not a big cranberry juice guy. I know everyone loves cranberry juice, but I'm not too big on it. I don't like... Grape juice is the best. Grape juice.
He just lies.
Pineapple juice is a little too much.
The lies that just
apple
come
juice
out of
is
his
a little
mouth.
Basic. But... Oh, it's 4:40 already.
When's the last time you've had grape juice?
Back home. It's Grape Festival. Grape Festival.
Oh, yes, where they stomp grapes.
Yes, yes. Concord grapes. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Matter of fact, are you seeing Zoe 101?
Sounds very familiar.
Okay, then I don't know if you're going to know the episode about when, like, Michael was stomping grapes.
Oh, yes.
Because I think he was trying to teach him how to do stick shift. He was, like, stomp the grapes, stir the tuna.
Yes, yes, I remember. I know what you're talking about, I think.
Yeah. Random. But, do you have
my
question? Yes.
Favorite show?
All time or right now?
All time. Or we can do both.
Oof. There's a real list. If we want to go, like, we can go straight Nick right now. Like, Zoe 101, iCarly, Big Time Rush. Austin Alley was really good first two seasons. Kicking It was nice. Am I forgetting anything? I feel like I'm forgetting a lot of Disney. But I was more Nick.
Yeah, this guy was being a contrarian. You didn't even say SpongeBob. Were you just talking about Disney? My bad.
No, I was talking about, like, anime and stuff.
What?
I was talking about anime and stuff.
Oh, like our real shows?
Yeah, I was talking about real people shows. But obviously SpongeBob and stuff. But, Kicking It was cool. Am I forgetting anything on Disney XD? Nah, they had a lot of anime and stuff.
I don't even know. I was a Jesse guy.
Jesse was cool.
Anything else?
Feels like a party.
Oh, the Max, the blog dog. I forgot what it's called.
Oof, man.
iBlog? The dog with the blog. There we go.
All right. Yes, that was cool. Really,
I don't know if that was cool. I just remember watching it.
It was all right. I think Disney had, like, there's some solid shows. I just like Nick a little better.
I was watching, I don't remember what it's called. That's So Raven?
Oh, okay. So, okay.
I watched old stuff of that.
Actually, Hannah Montana was a great show. That's a great show. I kind of wish they gave more reruns. But, I feel like I missed my chance to watch reruns. It was a little before my time. But.
You hear this beat, bro? Oh, my.
Stay focused. I forgot what I was going to say. But yes, those shows are good. Oh my god, the Austin Alley, Jesse.
Yes.
Crossover. That's like one of the best Disney episodes of all time.
Sure. Wizard of Oddly Place.
Wizards of Waverly.
Waverly, there we go. That was cool. I could get down with that. Selena Gomez was in that, right?
Yes.
What was the one show Sabrina Carpenter was in?
Oof. Oof. Oh, man. That was a dark time of Disney. Oh, man.
I don't remember what it was called.
She was in Girl Meets World.
Oh. Oh, you know, Livin' Maddie was cool. Solid. I like that.
Livin' Maddie was cool. Yes. Like, Austin Alley, Livin' Maddie, Dog with a Blog, that era was, like, the last good era of Disney shows.
Bro, and then they tried to make a spinoff of Jesse, where they went to the camp.
Oh.
That was...
Yeah, man, at that moment, I was either on Nick or I started watching, like, other shows, like, on, like, CBS or whatever.
Old man. Damn. What about right now?
Right now, off the top of my head, Ozark is really good. Waiting for season 5 of You. That's really good. What shows? Oh, How I Met Your Mother. Great show. Seinfeld, I watch. Trying to think. There's a lot of good shows. Everybody Hates
Can't
Chris.
Lie. Oh, yes. It was that and, Martin Lawrence?
Martin.
What, Martin? Was it just Martin?
Yes.
I was watching that. It was on, I forgot what channel it was on. That show was actually really good.
BET?
I think so.
Or MTV.
I really don't remember, but I was bored one day and I was on TV and I saw it. I was like, oh, I'll watch it. It's actually really, it was cool.
Wait, so are you sure? Was it BET?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
That's
what?
Wow.
No. I was just looking at, like, the cable channels, and I just saw it, and I recognized it.
No, I'm just, like, it's funny that, like, if you really stumbled on BET. Shout out Logan, man. There's a lot of shows I'm missing off the top of my head.
I'm not gonna lie. All the shows you said don't ring a bell.
Yeah, because you need to watch more TV.
I'm a big Atlanta guy.
Yes, Atlanta.
I really like Atlanta.
Pretty good.
Really, really good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I don't watch a lot of shows. I can't lie.
I watch a lot of TV. I just can't think.
I mean, hot take. I wasn't too big into, like, the, what was it? Gumball?
Oh, Amazing World of Gumball.
Amazing World of Gumball. I wasn't big into that. I wasn't big into Teen Titans Go. I wasn't big into Adventure Time.
Teen Titans Go had a great theme song.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I didn't really like those types of shows. I know everyone loves them. Regular show?
Mm-hmm.
Regular shows, cool. Am I going on my way to watch it? No.
Man,
I can get down with it. Like,
I was not a Cartoon Network guy, man.
What else is on Cartoon Network?
I don't know. Amazing World of Gumball. I was watching
I really like Billy and Mandy. I really like Edda and Eddie.
Hey, man, they had a crazy time in Edda and Eddie. That's all I'll say.
That is.
What's the one
show?
Amazing World of Gumball. I remember watching that a little bit last year, and it was really funny, because I was getting like TikToks of it. So I was like, okay,
Courage is fire. Courage is fire.
Courage. I was like, I'll lock in.
Did you ever watch Wee Bear Bears?
No.
Very overhated. If you know, you know.
Is that Cartoon Network?
What? Cartoon Network. Yeah. Dexter Laboratory was all right. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
That was the name?
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, yes.
Long name.
It's fire, bro. That's peak.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb. Classic.
Chowder was fire. Oh, I can't speak. Good show. I was never big into Total Drama Island. Johnny Test. Oh, Ben 10. Oh, my.
I just watched Johnny Test for a little bit. But shows right now, How I Met Your Mother. What am I watching? What am I watching now? I'm about to start some new shows on Netflix.
I was about to start the I always forget the name. The Elementary show.
Abbott Elementary.
Yes, I need to start watching that.
He's not watching that show. He told me this in January. Hawaii 5-0 for a little bit. That was when I was in my CBS phase. Ted Lasso. Great show. But Apple TV is hard to come by. So you gotta go through the back channels. But I won't expand on that. I actually started watching a new show yesterday called Your Friends and Neighbors. Where basically it's on Apple TV, but again, back channels.
It's not on though.
Because it's brand new. Basically, a rich dude going through a divorce, got kids. Basically, loses his job, and now he's robbing people.
Wow, nice.
Pretty good story, pretty good plot. And yeah, through two episodes, I'm like, yeah, I'll be here every week. Oh, matter of fact, The Last of Us comes out today at 9. So I'll be there. Kind of don't have Max as of right now, but you know, I will figure it out because we'll be there at 9 o'clock. The Boys. I was really big.
Is that the stupid Homelander?
Yeah, superheroes. Yeah, superhero show.
Horrible.
Great show. Yeah, have you seen it?
Yeah, but I didn't like it. I just stopped watching.
He doesn't watch shows. He's not really a credible source, guys. Great show.
It's not that good.
Entertaining. A little outlandish. So don't watch it with, like,
your family.
Not at all. But it's pretty entertaining. Got a lot of suspense in it.
Is there any... And then there's no good superhero shows. Flash was
besides
bad.
The boys. The Flash was good for the first three seasons.
Moon Knight, I didn't really finish. I never finished, but I heard it was solid from what I watched.
Flash was good for the first three seasons.
Invincible, I heard was good, but eh.
I'm not. I'm probably going to do that. Arrow was good for the first, like, three, 4 seasons.
I'm not watching Green Arrow. Sorry.
It's called Arrow, not Green Arrow. But it's good. Great.
I hope they don't make a Batman show just because Batman already gets enough praise. I'm sick of it.
No more Batman remakes. Please, stick with Robert Pattinson, man. Because I'm not watching another Batman origin movie. They won't be getting my money. Honestly, only one Batman movie got my money. But still.
Anyway.
When's the last time you've been to the movie theater?
I'm going today, but before this, it's been a long time. I didn't go watch the Terrifier 3 on cinema. I didn't watch Terrifier 3 in cinema, but that was like the last like big movie I watched.
Terrifier 3? Is that a horror movie?
You don't know Terrifier?
No.
I don't recommend. It's a lot. I'll just tell you that. Is there anything? I don't watch a lot of movies. But.
Last movie I seen in a movie theater might be a Marvel movie.
50.
Oh. Okay. Kind of running out of time. So.
We're going to play one more song.
We're double checking.
I'm going to play Time Is by Solange. Mm-hmm. I think that would probably be it. We might say goodbye.
Yeah.
But hope you guys enjoyed the show. This is me, Logan, and this is
David.
He can't even finish it right.
I said David.
We're going to play a song. Shout out Solange. Oh!
Last movie I seen was Black Panther 2 or Spider-Man.
Black Panther 2 was overhated. I thought it was actually really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was good, but I think we know why people didn't like it.
As that maybe the last Spider-Man movie.
I didn't really like the last Spider-Man movie. I can't lie.
No, because the plot was dumb because Aunt May died for no reason. They really wrote her off for no reason. Yeah. They really wrote her off for no reason. So after that point, I was like, all right, bro. I'm not watching this movie again. But the three Spider-Mans, of course, that's like the... Great time, though.
Yeah. All right. Wait, hold on. My bad, I was just checking something.
But yeah.
I couldn't, but they forced too much. It was not, mm-hmm. not for me. Shout out, not Toby.
Andrew Garfield?
No, wait, it is Tobey Maguire's the amazing one, right? Amazing Spider-Man?
No, it's Andrew Garfield.
Garfield, yeah, okay. I got mixed up. Garfield is the best Spider-Man, though. I'm not a big Tobey. I think Tobey's a little overrated.
I like the Amazing Spider-Man origin movie, like, a lot.
Bro,
I like
that one. They just gave him a bad storyline.
Honestly, that might be my favorite origin movie.
Yes, I know. That's what I've been trying to tell people.
Ooh, but Tom Holland one is really good, though. I don't know.
Tom Holland's good. So I need to see how the fourth one goes. You know what is the best, like, Spider-Man though, is like the Cross the Multiverse ones.
100%.
Those are the best ones.
1000%.
Not even close.
Oh, I saw that movie. That was one of the, not in the movie theater, but I saw the first one in the movie theater.
Oh, I remember watching that.
But the second one I saw on a plane, I think, actually. But it was really good. But yeah, about to
2028, right?
That late? No.
2027.
Oh my gosh. Why even tell us that it's coming out that late? Just like tell us in 2026, bro. But yeah, we're about to wrap things up. If you want to listen to my show, it's Monday 6 to 8. Got a lot of stuff to talk about tomorrow. A lot of basketball stuff, a lot of music stuff. So that should be cool.
My show is Wednesday 10 to 12 a.m. or p.m. to a.m. And then we'll see what we talk about. I might not have a lot, but I'll be playing good music, though.
Yes. But, yeah.
Oh, and then Friday. Oh, shit. We'll have our show Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, 7 to 8, me and him, the Shot Dart. We're back finally after 3 weeks.
Has it been that long?
Because we missed last week and we missed the week before that. So it'll be 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. But yeah, our next hour of Vinyl Thorn is coming. Thank you guys for listening.
Oh!
And
I haven't played my vinyls in so long, bro. Also, I mean, we'll finish before. We're good. I was supposed to have a 3 to 4 a.m. show. And I was really excited, but then I couldn't get in. So I'm sorry if you guys are ready for that. But so we played Donuts by J Dilla, just like background. And then we played The Foodest Type of West, Sade. And now we're playing Time Is by Solange. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you at our shows.
Yes.
Peace and love, everyone.
And a happy Sunday.
Of course. See you.
Didn't wanna is dying, but is anyone just dying to live? It seems like everybody's crying, but nobody's really trying to forgive. It seems like everybody's dying, but is anyone just dying?
We're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
If you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
A gentle breeze blows across your face,